Already, we are just cascading all the local efforts we're using at the national level. That is mobilizing all the contacts, doing more surveillance and social mobilization, and to make sure that there is effective surveillance systems being put in place between and among these respective countries in the Mano River Union. And I think that is very key, because at the end of the day, we must be able to control the borders. That way, if new infections are happening, for example, in Guinea, since we share border at the fourth case index in Kailao, we will be able to make sure that we prevent that from coming over to Sierra Leone.
Mr. Beriti, if these countries do not invest heavily in improving their, crumbling healthcare system, all this promise will be nothing. Eventually, Ebola may come back.
That is a point that was even raised, that we are now going to implement the African Development Bank Initiative, which is going to deal with how to further strengthen the respective healthcare systems in the countries that are hardest hit by Ebola.
They have made an appeal to the international community to provide all necessary support to achieve this goal. I understand there is supposed to be a particular donor conference coming up, I think on March 3rd.
Absolutely. That is going to happen in Brussels, the Belgian capital. And already the heads of state have agreed that President Helen Johnson Sirleaf is going to be their spokesperson in that all-important conference. The reason being, we are very much heartened today in Conakry that the United Nations Ebola Response Coordinator appointed for the sub-region was there as well and reiterated the unflinching support of the United Nations. And that is where going to Brussels is a further testimony that all the plans we are putting in place as a sub-region cannot come to fruition if we don't have the unflinching support of the international community.
It seems to me, Mr. Beriti, that the West African leaders do not want the international partners to immediately exit, because some people are thinking that, well, now with Ebola on the decline, it's time to pack up and go.
Yes, that is quite true. We don't want that to happen, because we don't want any premature departure.